Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language to improve your communication skills, both in terms of personal meetings and business letter writing, meetings, interviews, whatever it might be. We look at grammar, phrasal verbs, expressions, idiomatic phrases, and all sorts of other interesting aspects. And in this particular podcast, we're focusing again on pronunciation. And this particular podcast is brought to you by the letter K. 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 As in kick, or in kicker, or in crispy. Okay, so the letter K. So let's start with that. And as always, if you need any further details, you can check it out on our website and you can contact me if you want me to pick up on anything else for future reference in podcasts. So, as we said, we're going to look at the letter K. K has a number of different sounds and there are different words, so we'll go through them and give you some examples as we go through those. So let me just give you some basic words with K. Book. King. So book. I was reading a book last week. The king is in the castle. King. Kettle. The kettle is on the boil, meaning you're boiling it to make tea or coffee or whatever you wish. Kettle. Milk. The milk is in the fridge. Sky. The sky at night is a beautiful sight. Make. I like to make the bread. Make. Take. I like to take a walk at lunchtime. Take. Drink. Who likes a drink? Who would like to have a drink? What would you like to drink? Drink. Key. The key to success is perseverance. Key. The key to the castle. I lost my key. Fork. The fork in the road. Go left, go right. The fork in the road. The fork on your dinner plate. Fork. Ketchup. The ketchup bottle is empty. Ketchup. Tomato ketchup. And at last, the kicking kangaroo. Kangaroo. Okay, so just give you those words again. And notice where I put the stress. Some of the K, the letter K is at the beginning. Some at the end of the words. Some in the middle. Okay. Book. King. Kettle. Milk. Sky. Make. Take. Drink. Key. Fork. Ketchup. And kangaroo. Now there are a number of other letters that actually are pronounced as K, even though they're not written as the letter K. And we looked at these before when talking about the letter C, but there's no harm to give you some of these again. So when we have C at the beginning or at the end of some words, we get a K sound. Cat. The cat is up the tree. Course. The golf course is a beautiful sight. Course. Cup. I'd like a cup of tea. Would you like some cream? Cream in your coffee. Cream. Coffee. Another K sound. So cream, K, and coffee. K sound. Although both spelt with the letter C. C-R-E-A-M. Cream. C-O-F-F-E-E. Coffee. No, I would prefer some cake. Here we've got the C at the beginning and K in the middle. But we've got that K sound, the K sound, cake. Call. Plastic. Fantastic. Comic and electric. And all of those words, those last four, plastic, fantastic, comic, electric, all spelt with the last letter C sounding like the letter K, K, K. So let me give you those again. Cat. Course, cup, cream, cake, coffee, call, plastic, fantastic, comic, electric. Okay, so other C sounds. We have a CK combination when we have those letters coming together in certain words. Let me give you a few examples. Locker. I put my school books in my locker. L-O-C-K-E-R. Locker. Locker. The black dog ran across the road. Black. The chicken crossed the road. Lots of jokes about that. Why did the chicken cross the road? He'd crossed the road to get to the other side. Ha ha ha. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because he wanted to get an egg sandwich. Chicken. C-I-C-K-E-N. Rock. Neck. Sock. Kick. Okay. Locker. Black. Chicken. Rock. Neck. Sock. Kick. I mentioned there about the chicken jokes. They're very popular, or used to be very popular, in British English. Some of them are a little bit silly and stupid, so forgive me for that. But chicken crossing the road. The chicken crossed the road. Next one with the CH sound, but gives you the K, and these are usually come from words derived from the Greek. So CH, but we get the K sound. Popular one is chemistry. CH, K, chemistry. Orchestra. My son plays in the orchestra. Ache. I have a toothache, a stomach ache, a back ache. Ache. School. I must go to school next week. School. Christmas, of course. Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. Christmas. C-H, but sounding like K. Christmas. And character. Sounding like K. Character. A man of great character. Chemistry. Orchestra. Ache. School. Christmas. And character. And when we talk about Christmas, people often talk about Kris Kimble, and they both have a K, and they're even spelt with the letter K. So Christmas, C-H, but sounds like K. And then finally with double C, which gives us the K sound, like soccer. We like to play soccer, or as the Americans say, soccer, yeah? Soccer, S-O-C-C-E-R, better known as football to those of us who love the game, the beautiful game, soccer, S-O-C-C-E-R. In other words, the K is actually silent, so we don't hear it at all, even though it is spelt and is an important part of the words. We don't sound it at all. Let me give you a few examples of those. Not. I need a knot in my tie. I tied a knot in the string. Knight, as in the knight who in shining armour. The knight fought gallantly on behalf of the queen. Knight. No, K-N-O-W, no, or knowledge. Knife, a knife attack. Knife. Knee, I damaged my knee playing football. I damaged my knee playing football. I did actually. I damaged my knee playing football. So not, knight, no, knife, knowledge, knee. Let's try and give you a couple of tongue twisters to practice those K sounds. Carl Kessler keeps ketchup in the kitchen. Carl Kessler keeps ketchup in the kitchen. Where does Carl Kessler keep the ketchup? He keeps the ketchup in the kitchen. Carl Kessler keeps ketchup in the kitchen. Where does Carl Kessler keep the ketchup? I think Carl Kessler keeps the ketchup in the kitchen. Tongue twisters. Another one. A knight kicked a king on his knee. The king kept him in a keep and threw away the key. A knight kicked a king on his knee. The king kept him in a keep and threw away the key. Well, in this sense, a keep is a prison. So just in case you don't understand it. A knight kicked a king on his knee. The king kept him in a keep and threw away the key. So he kept him in a prison and threw away the key. So let me try that a little bit more quickly, because that's the fun of these tongue twisters. A knight kicked a king on his knee. The king kept him in a keep and threw away the key. A knight kicked a king on his knee. The king kept him in a keep and threw away the key. So slowly, and you can hear the K sounds. A knight, soft night without the K sounding. A knight kicked a king on his knee. Another soft sound. The king kept him in a keep and threw away the key. Okay, so that's the letter K, and that's our podcast for today, brought to you kindly by the letter K. K, K, and all those C sounds and CHs and CCs that also sound like K, K. As always, if you want to come back to me, if you have any queries or you want me to include anything else in future podcasts, well, you can contact me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And if you have any issues, then I'll be happy to include them. As always, I enjoy your time. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. If you have, why don't you tell your friends about it? And as always, join me again soon.